Hi, Angels, and I am sorry I'm late. I've been trying to do this show 3 times since this morning. So anyway, and I hope you're having a great day. So how's everybody doing? And it's Monday, and making it happen on a Monday. Making it happen. Sounds like I'm a little Italian, and I'm not, but I love the Italian culture. I really do. They got some great food, and I've been able to enjoy many meals with them, and I learned how to actually make lasagna too as well. And, you know, because I wanted to. And I remember making it for my sweetheart one year, and he really enjoyed it. It was his birthday, and we had cake and lasagna, and the next day we had cake and lasagna, and it was a lot of fun. So anyway, making it happen for his birthday is kind of like making it happen for all of us, right? And one of the things that I, you know, how can you make it a great Monday? How can you make it last for the whole week? What happens? Do you ever have like moments in time, you know, when you are man, I can't get it done? And so what I want to share with you, you know, or I feel like I'm not a success today, or I had somebody tell me this morning, one of my clients, she goes, you know, I really feel like a loser. And I've only been working with her for a little bit of time, but we talked about things that she wanted to do. And one of the things I think that people start in about themselves is like they want their sweetheart, their husband, their wife, their girlfriend, their boyfriend. They want them, they go, well, I would like them to pay more attention to me and take care of me when I'm down like this. But I got to tell you guys something. You want more? You want him to nurture her or her to nurture you on a Monday or on a Wednesday when you're feeling bad and down, but you got to nurture yourself first. Why do you expect more from your sweetheart than you do yourself? So really own that, okay? So you look at yourself in the mirror, you go, I'm going to own me, who I am, and I am choosing to feel good. I'm going to nurture myself. And what does that look like? Well, meditation. It starts today. I like doing at least start out with a 1 minute breathing exercise, right? Because then you can pull all your energy back to you. And that's important. So pulling your energy back to you, having that 1 minute meditation where you're breathing in and out, where your God, the angels of your understanding can communicate with you. That's huge. Okay. So who is your guardian angel? You say, and during that time, you can say, okay, guardian angel, because we all have a lot of them or a few of them, whatever you need. They're always there for you and all the archangels. Come to me and help me make it a great week. And give me something that I can do that will help that. And so I did that myself this morning. Go, show me something cool. And I had said that early in the morning because I meditate pretty early. And anyway, I got a great gift, and so I'm going to share it with you guys later on this week. It's amazing, and what you can do to manifest and create things to happen. But I want to talk about it and research a little bit, and then I'll share it. Isn't that cool? So meditation. I do a 1 minute meditation. I am going to put some on my. I'm going to record some. I think some tonight, so you'll be able to have them. Having a great soulmate. Or meeting your soulmate, attracting your soulmate, breathing exercise to start meditating, to channel your energy to calm your mind down. And so that's a couple things there. So meditating and then praying. So don't pray, God, please, please, please get me. Give me this. I'm begging you to say, God, thank you. And I'm happy to receive because I know you're bringing it to me. A great job, a great raise, a great business, more customers, more clients, more love, more joy. Those are things. You ask as if you've already received it, which is super important, right? And then you get up and you do that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Okay, do it all week. Try it all week. See what you get. Praying like you've already got it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, angels. Thank you, Buddha, whoever you pray to. Thank you, Jesus, Yeshua, that's who I call, for bringing me. I am so grateful that you're bringing me this, and you listed out what you're looking to create and in my business and my personal life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then you say, and you let it go, because if God gave you, I told this to my dad the other day. I say, if God gave us, we think that, oh, God, give me courage. And he waves a magic wand and voila, you have courage. It's not how it works. So on Monday morning, you wave the magic wand. You say, give me money. Give me this. Please, please, please. You ask like you've already received it, because I promise you, God has got your cosmic order there, okay? And he's actually quicker than some of the machines are. He's actually quicker than some of the, I'm sorry, I've got a phone call here, than some of the people, you know, than some of the fast food restaurants we have down here. Please forgive me. Anyway, so that's what I've got and to tell you. And then also, this is important too, all right? So when you're meditating, you're breathing in and out, right? And I've got a guided meditation. Once again, I'm telling you about this. And it will show you how to calm your brain down so you can receive messages, okay? And then the other thing is move your body, all right? Get out and move today, right? Whether you walk down to the, because it's hot here, it's like the heat index is like 108, but move your body like you're, because it'll put you in a different state of mind. So take a quick walk, swim in the pool. You know, I'm going to run this afternoon and I swam this morning. So what I'm sharing with you, I'm doing myself, and I know it works, okay? And then write your goals down. I am going, you know, and then the same ones you gave to God with your prayer, hopefully you're going to do that, is the same ones that you write down, right? 3 times, that's all. I'm going to make more money today by, you know, whatever you do. I am attracting more customers to me. So anyway, those are a couple things there that you can do. And also you can call on your guardian angel and they'll give you a name, ask for that. And then, or you can call on any of the archangels. Michael's really good for this. Shamuel for love and developing relationships. Michael's great with, for business, business and personal and creating a way for you to get it done. They all are. Anyway, so good luck with that. And just write your goals down for today, for this week. All right. I promise you, you'll get it. Anyway, you guys take care. Have a great now. And we will talk to you soon. Bye. Oh, hit me up on Angel Coaches for information. If you want to, hear a show or get a meditation, but I'm probably going to put them on a show tonight. Take care. Bye, everybody.